Now on Community Connections, we change our tack a bit, as we always do every hour. The last hour, we just played some music, only because the person that was coming couldn't make it, but they'll be here next Wednesday. And we want to be talking about preparing for the fire season. Now, I did promise I wouldn't play any Christmas songs before the 1st of December, which is not that far away, but I put in that Brenda Lee with Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. It's one of the biggest selling songs and the most requested on radio around Christmas time. And I did that for a special reason, because we're going to be talking the Lilydale Township Action Group. I've got Penny and Helen with me, and we're going to be talking all about the carols on the 13th of December. And I reckon carols by candlelight's the greatest thing. But first of all, welcome Penny and Helen.
Thank you, Alan.
Good to have you along. Now, how long has the carols down there been going?
About 4 years.
So, Helen, you've been involved the whole time?
Yes.
And Penny, when did they talk you into getting involved?
I've joined just this year.
Have you?
Yeah.
How did they manage to talk you into it?
I just volunteered.
You volunteered? Well, yeah. It's hard to get volunteers these days. All right. So, first of all, it's on Saturday, the 13th of December. Hopefully it's going to be a nice warm night. So tell us a bit about what you've got planned.
So we've got a lovely band called Party Pack, who are going to come along and lead all the music, led by their singer Jess. And we're going to have some lovely carols, some of our favourites, like Away in the Manger, Silent Night, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And then we're going to have a lovely a sausage sizzle as well at the same time.
I think one of the things about carols by candlelight, I love the old carols, but some of the groups now tend to turn it more into a concert, don't they? And it's not so much about the carols, it's more about other songs. But I reckon the idea of singing along with the carols is a way to go.
That's right. It's going to be a lot of... We're hoping that our community will get involved and join in with the songs.
We're going to try and get enough people along there. So tell me, do you know much about this group, Party Pack? I haven't heard of them.
No, I believe they're from down Pakenham Way, and they were at our carols last year,
right,
and did a fabulous job, so we've invited them to come back again.
How big a band?
Just four of them.
Yep.
So just the singer and a couple of guitars and drum kit.
Oh, right. So it's, and they'll be a bit of a rocky old group, I'll bet.
Yeah, I think so.
Which is what you want.
Yeah.
So obviously, you mentioned before the free sausage sizzle. Who's putting that on for you? Is it one of the community groups?
We are doing it ourselves.
Oh, you're doing it yourself?
Yes.
The reason why I ask, in some of these places, Rotary or Lions or some of those do the sausage sizzle. So you're going to manage yourself, which is terrific.
Yeah, but they actually, CFA and Rotary will actually assist us.
Oh, right.
With it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They've loaned us barbecues, and the food's provided free by local supermarket, Coles Supermarket.
Yep.
Various other groups are supplying free food for the community.
That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And are you going to have Santa come along?
Yes.
How's he going to get there? And there's a reason why I'm going to ask about
it. Well, he's coming on the CFA truck, we're hoping. Unless there's a fire and he's held up.
The reason I was going to ask that is I was at one probably 3 or 4 years ago, and Santa rolled up, you know, with the siren and the red and blue lights going, and they shepherd him down. He's up on the stage and he's doing his thing, and all of a sudden he's just standing there, and all of a sudden the fire guys jumped in the truck and took off down the road with lights and sirens. They'd got a call for a fire, and of course there was no room for Santa. They left Santa standing there. And so, we hope that doesn't happen, but it's a great time of the year, isn't it?
It is. It's so much fun, and you know, it's a chance for us to reflect on all the good things. And
absolutely, it's a great time.
Spending time with family.
I've just got to take a quick break. We've got a couple of sponsorships that have popped up, so we'll just take those and we'll come back and we're going to find out more about it.
To a few myself in the road. all look pretty different. They all had their own kind of charm. But they all got nothing on the place that I drove in from. Oh, there's a lot of small towns in this world. Oh, but they don't compare to the one I'm thinking of. Cause I ain't seen nothing grander than that canyon. There ain't nothing out there wilder than the waves. I've seen the Hoover down my clothes. I've seen Sequoia trees up north. But I always go back to where I started. Cause home's where the heart is. And my heart, my heart's in the south. Well, I've met a lot of people on my travels. There ain't nothing better than strangers becoming friends. Get you anywhere, but you gotta really mean it. There ain't no room for bitter if you're sweet. Oh, there's a lot of small towns in this world. Oh, but they don't compare to the one I'm thinking of. Cause I ain't seen nothing grander than that canyon. There ain't nothing out there wilder than the wind. I've seen the Hoover Dam up close. I've seen Sequoia trees up north. But I always go back to where I started. Cause home's where the heart is. My heart, my heart's in the south. My heart's in the south. Oh, well, I wish that singing.
Talking to both Penny and Helen from the Lilydale Tourist Action Group. First of all, I've just got to ask you, and I'll ask you, Helen, because you've been the longest, why? What got you involved with the Action Group and then obviously the carols?
I became involved because I felt there was nothing happening in Lilydale and we lacked community facilities. We don't have a community centre. The sporting facilities are really bad.
Yep.
And there really isn't anything in Lilydale. So about 8 years ago, we formed as a group to get some things happening in Lilydale.
How do you feel it's going? Have you still got plenty to do? Have you had a few successes?
We've got an awful lot to do, but we've actually run a lot of events like the Carols in the Park and Movies in the Park. We've also done a lot with the street beautification by putting planter boxes in. We put also Christmas decorations through the main street. And we advocate for various aspects like parking.
Into council.
Yeah, to council. So we work with council, but we advocate for improvements in Lilydale.
Penny, I've got to ask you the same question. What got you involved? And I know you've been this year on the carols, but how long have you been with the Action Group and what got you involved?
So I've only been involved with the Action Group this year.
Right.
As well.
You're a newbie.
I'm a newbie. I'm one of the younger ones.
Oh, I'm not touching that.
So basically, I'm a retired teacher and yep. I've taught for, you know, over 30 years in the area.
In secondary or?
Secondary.
Secondary, yep.
Secondary, yep. I was at Croydon Secondary and then Yarrow Hills Secondary. So.
Right.
And I was looking to give back to the community, you know, sitting there being a bit bored.
Yep.
So I wanted to get involved and do something was useful for the community.
Apart from the fact that you were bored, were you a bit like Helen, where you had things that you really wanted to achieve, or you just wanted to get involved?
I have a very strong sense of, you know, what I think is right and what's fair, and I think that there are some things that, you know, you need people who are going to stand up and speak and help those who feel that they can't do that, and to create events that bring the community together.
Now, I believe I need to take a break fairly shortly. I've got a sponsorship popped up. I believe that it's not only the carols, there's something on the week before.
That's right. There's the street fair and the Lilydale Street Fair, and that has a lovely parade through the street, and it has lots of stalls.
What sort of groups are in the parade?
There's cars as well.
I love cars. And if you were listening before, we were talking to Mr. Excited about all these cars. So it's just cars? Or
Classic cars. Classic cars parade.
Terrific, yeah.
And lots of street stalls. We close off half the main street.
Yep.
The service roads.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what time and what date? That's a week before, so it's going to be...
That's on
the
Saturday.
No, Sunday. Sunday the 7th of December.
Yeah.
And it's... basically starts at about 10 o'clock and goes through till just peters out.
Till just whenever people stop coming.
Yes.
And, of course, you've just had the Lilydale show there last weekend too, haven't you? So
yes.
There is a little bit happening sort of late in the year.
Yeah.
So that's great. So with the street fair, is that organised by your group or is that organised by somebody else?
We all spice it, which means we actually... assist and help, and we have someone in the group who actually organises it.
Oh, that's terrific.
So Beck Rosell is organising it, and she does a fabulous job. She's got everybody on board, and we get a small grant to help.
Yep, as you should.
Yep, and it's a fantastic day.
All right, I've just got to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with more.
When it comes to facts and figures, always leave me for dead, but there's one or two I'd like to share with you in case you haven't heard. Well, did you know that the Pope is a Catholic? Did you know the Amazon's wider than the Nile? Did you know that you're more beautiful than Paris every time you smile? And did you know that the sun is a star? That I'll love you always, or should I say it all again? You understand that a whale is a mammal, and you realize an eel is just a fish. But did you know that it feels electric every time we kiss? These things might seem obvious, I know. I'd hate for you to misunderstand.
more beautiful than Paris every time you smile. You understand that a whale is a mammal, and you realize an eel is just a fish. But did you know that it feels electric every time we kiss? Did you know?
Now, I'm talking to Penny and Helen from the Lilydale Township Action Group. One thing I've got to ask, because when you're putting it on as volunteers, do you need more volunteers on the night to help you?
Probably we do.
Yep. So I guess just before we go at about 10 to 3, I'll get you to give us a contact detail, so if we've got people listening that they might be able to give you a hand on the night, because there's always the candles. You're handing out candles?
No, we don't have candles at all. Fire control. So, and yep. It's daylight. We run from 5:30 till about 8 o'clock and then it's still light when they go home.
Yep.
So it's basically for young families.
5:30 to 8. Because some of them are using those little plastic candles now, aren't they?
No, don't have those.
You don't need them. Mm-hmm. All right. So apart from Santa coming along, what else have you got lined up on the night?
Basically, just the barbecue, drinks, and singing the carols.
You can't do much better than that, can you? So, obviously, not everybody knows the carols. So, are you going to hand out a sheet for some of those that don't know about them?
Yes, they're all getting a little booklet, which has kindly been printed by Aaron Violi's office.
Yep.
And it has the words in...
Can't do better than that, can you?
That'll be good.
Can't do better than that. And... And there's quite a bit of parking down there too, isn't there? So it's not as though people can't get to the place.
No, the parking is available in the streets around it, because there's streets all the way around the Melbourne Park where it's being held. But we do believe that our parking officers work at the weekends. So we're advising people to please make sure you park in the right time zone, so that you don't get booked.
That would be awful. And don't get there late and decide to park in a no parking zone.
Oh, no.
And you think you'll get away with it, because it's not going to happen.
That's right.
So I guess on a night like that, as long as it's good weather, you bring the rug along and you sit down there and sing your heart out.
That's right.
You have a free sausage sizzle as you go.
Yeah. And bring your deck chair if you can't get up off the ground.
Yeah, I never thought of that. Some people do have a bit of problem.
If it's raining or a total fire ban day, it's off.
I was going to ask you, there's like you're not going to a hall or anything else?
No. It's just cancelled.
And then, obviously, if the problem with that, if it's cancelled, you can't really reschedule, can you? Because the next week you're sitting right on Christmas.
Yeah.
All right, so be aware of that. We hope it's going to be terrific weather. I'll take a quick break and we're going to come back and talk some more.
From the unsealed road around the bend, there runs an old bush track. That leads down to the waterhole just below the split log shack. Grandpa built the timber home back in his younger days. From pine logs in a strand he found some 15 miles away. He cut and trimmed the logs with axe and stacked them on a dray. Hauled them with a two-horse team from dawn to dusk each day. He also built a wood plank bridge across Old Willow Creek to make a crossing near his home where the water ran too deep. The old plank bridge that spans the creek just below the old log shack rekindles lots of happy times as my memory takes me back. Again I see Grandpa and me bringing cattle down the ridge and hear that old familiar sound.
Plank Bridge. I remember days when just a lass we'd visit Grandpa's shack. He'd walk with me across the bridge and along the old bush track. He'd tell me of his younger days, things he'd seen and did, and all the changes taking place since when he was a kid. He told me how he cleared the land and planted stock feed crop. No fancy tractors way back then, he walked to clear the lot. The barn is standing just as good where he used to stack the hay, and the fences that he put up then are still standing there today.
The old plank bridge that spans a creek just below the old log shack rekindles lots of happy times as my memory takes me back. Again I see Grandpa and me bringing cattle down the ridge and hear that old familiar sound as they cross the old plank bridge.
Dad and Grandpa's gone to a better place above. I often go to the old log shack and the bridge I grew to love. Now I take my kids along and they have lots of fun, jumping off the old plank bridge like I did when I was young. But my special time is twilight when the world is quiet and still.
Spans a creek just below the old log shack rekindles lots of happy times as my memory takes me back. Again I see Grandpa and me bringing cattle down the ridge and hear that old familiar sound as they cross the old plank bridge and hear that old familiar sound as they cross.
Ange, we managed to get another one in for you. That was your Leanne Rhymes. Anyway, we're here to talk to Penny and Helen. I just want to quickly go back to the street fair on Sunday, the 7th of December. What sort of stalls are there, Helen?
All sorts of craft stalls, lots of local community organisations, food stalls, yes, anything you could think
so
of.
So it'd be a good spot for people to buy Christmas presents.
I would hope so, yes.
Oh, that's terrific. And there'll be the inevitable coffee van and all those sorts of things there as well.
Yes, yes, and we have quite a lot of entertainment in the near the Cenotaph, which is right in the middle of the main street.
Oh, do you?
Yes, yeah, there's a stage put up there and we have a variety of bands through the day, lots of school children performing. It's quite a community.
So it's a really big thing, isn't it?
It is a big thing, yes.
Yeah. And so that's Sunday, the 7th of December.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Starting at about 10 a.m.
Yep.
And it's a good opportunity to get there, mm-hmm, particularly to buy some Christmas presents and all,
yes,
sorts of things.
And the CFA have their open day at that time too, so that's interesting. They've got lots of good things to see and activities.
Yeah, and they're very good with the young children too, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
So that's Sunday the 7th of December,
yep,
get down to the main street in Lilydale and you can do all sorts of things. But anyway, we're here to talk about, we're going to have to wind up soon, but we want to talk again about these carols. So Penny, pretend you're a salesman and you're going to try and sell me why I should go to the carols.
Wow. Okay. It's an opportunity for you to come down with your family and join in the singing and have fun for no cost. There's so many events that cost families a lot, and this is free.
I was just going to say to you people talk about the financial stress at the moment that they're under. So here's a way you can have a night out. It's not going to cook. Well, you don't even have to pay for your food, do you?
No. Food is free, and it's an early night for the kids because we finish at 8. It's not going on all night. And so it's just a wonderful family event.
And you've got the Party Pack Band coming along.
That's right.
Can't do much better than that. And for anybody who doesn't know the carols, you're going to hand out some brochures as well.
That's right. We've got the all the lyrics are printed in the little booklets, and so they can read them. We thought about having them on a screen, and then we thought that the kids would go over to Roblox or something else. it's a screen-free event.
Yeah, that's good. And there are not many events other than the carols and that where you don't have to go and sit in a seat or anything. You can just sit there, have a good time, sing along if you feel like it. If you don't want to sing along, can they bring their own drinks? Is it alcohol-free?
No, we're providing drinks.
Sorry?
But it's alcohol-free and we're providing drinks. Yeah,
but I was just going to say, but yes. It is alcohol-free.
Yeah, it's
in a local park.
Yeah, so. We just need to mention that so people don't turn up with their grog. No. And it's a great way to have them out there and really enjoy themselves. Look, is there anything else? We're fast
running. Just the only other thing would be if people didn't want sausages, they could, of course, always bring their own picnic.
Yeah, good point. Now, in case people want to find out more about it, but particularly if they want to come and volunteer to help you, Helen, how are they going to get hold of you?
Well, they can contact us on Facebook under LTAG, LTAG, which is Lilydale Township Action Group, or they can ring me on 0400 922 10.
All right. So Facebook, you're on that. You don't have a website?
No.
No, that's fine. So, but it's LTAG, not Lily. It's not the full name on Facebook.
Not the full name, no.
Yep, LTAG on Facebook, or ring 0400 922 210. 0400 922 10. You can't find it much easier than that. Look, I hope it's a real success. But
thank you.
You just do want to mention, don't you, that if it happens to rain, which we hope it doesn't for you, don't turn up.
That's right. Or Total Fire Band Day.
Oh, yeah, because you get both ends there, don't you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're actually hoping for we're having the CFA in next Wednesday to talk about getting prepared for the fire thing. So, Helen, you've been involved a long while. How long does it take you to prepare for the carols, or do you just ride together in the last month?
Well, no, we've been preparing for a couple of months now, just sorting out the band and the entertainment and the publicity, which is what Penny's been doing, and I have been sorting the food and the barbecue. And it takes a lot because we have to take in barbecues, borrow barbecues, and organise all the food, storage and all of that.
And the worst thing you can do is if you advertise a free sausage, it'll run out of sausages, isn't it?
That's right.
But then you also don't want hundreds left over either.
That's right. So we've got a lot of sausages, but get in early.
Yeah. Sounds good to me. And once they're gone, they're gone.
They're gone, yes.
So it's Saturday the 13th of December, 5:30 to 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Early night, and it's ideal for just the little children because, you know, by 8 o'clock they're about wanting to call it quits. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is the man in the red suit is coming along.
And he's going to bring them a little treat.
Is he? Each child gets a treat.
Each child gets a treat.
Ladies, look, I hope it's a real success for you.
Thank you.
And we'd love to talk to you in the new year, particularly about your group on the other things when you're talking about there aren't enough facilities and all that. We'd really love to get you in sometime early in the new year and have a talk about that because that's part of what Community Connections is all about. And to try and, no doubt, your group would like more volunteers too, because I don't think there's a group anywhere that can't use more volunteers.
That's right.
So, if you'd like to volunteer for the carols, it's go on to LTAG on Facebook or give Helen a ring on 0400 922210. Don't ring her this minute because she's sitting in the studio and we don't want a phone to go off. But give her a ring and I hope it's a real success, ladies.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And thanks for coming in.